All right, thank you. I'm playing the piano because I volunteered to come and play the piano for the Sunday evening services temporarily. But I'm well into the fourth year of doing that. So I thought that, I've been thinking this last couple of weeks that I'm actually part of the Austin music scene, wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think? Georgianne, you should. So I have come up with a group name, Asleep in My Chair. Any similarity with Asleep at the Wheel is purely coincidental. My purpose tonight is to show you how Grace Notes is translated into a number of different languages and what use is made of those translated documents. Grace Notes, there are Grace Notes training centers in 9 different countries in Africa. There are 18 training centers as of this week. Another one opened. There are a little over 1,700 students registered in these 18 groups, including about 320 pastors, local pastors, who are being trained using Grace Notes materials. Most of these people meet in their classes weekly. They'll meet for 3 or 4 hours once a week and have instruction by the training director, who is usually a local pastor who's well educated and well acquainted with the doctrinal material and Grace Notes. The thing about these 1,700 people is that not one of them has English as their first language. Because they are able to come to the English Grace Notes training class, they are educated in English. And several of these countries, like Zambia, Malawi, Cameroon, have education for primary and secondary students in the English language. And so there's an opportunity for some people to get fairly well educated in the English language. However, when these pastors begin to learn from the doctrinal studies and Grace Notes, they get a Bible and they start to see the value of studying the Word of God, they, of course, very quickly, and I'm saying within weeks after they start one of these training centers, are taking the materials back to their churches and teaching it to their people. Those people in those churches don't know English very well. So you have to imagine what's going on there. So the pastors, generally speaking, the rural pastors in Africa, of whom there are tens of thousands, do not have a theological education or Bible college or seminary education. And some of them don't even have secondary education. And you might ask, how did they become pastors then if they had no education? Well, that's another story. Will require another 20 minutes, which I won't take tonight, to talk about that. But the fact is that these men and women find themselves, by one means or another, pastors of local churches, ranging from anywhere from 50 to 600 or 700 people in the congregation. Now, imagine yourself in that position. Your responsibility is to stand in front of people on a Sunday and tell them something. What are you going to tell them if you have no Bible in your hand and you have no doctrine in your mind? It's a very daunting thing to think about. We are We are extremely wealthy in materials in the United States. We're like billionaires. We're like doctrinal billionaires that cannot imagine what it's like to be with no money. You know, we are surfeited with doctrine, and it's very difficult to imagine people without doctrine, and particularly a pastor without doctrine who's trying to lead his church without doctrine. Well, these pastors who are positive to the Word of God come to a training class such as this and have immediately begin to see the value of studying the Bible verse by verse and studying the categorical doctrines as they go along. And, of course, they begin to take those things back to their churches. So, realizing this some years ago, we started translating into some of the languages that these people are more familiar with. Right now we have active, there are eight languages which are actively being translated or have been translated. And let's see, I want to here is a listing. This is gracenotes.online. Gracenotes.online. And so you can find these things there. It's pretty easy to navigate around, I think. This is the page that shows what Grace Note training centers are in Africa. I'm in the process of writing up a prayer list that has a detailed description of each of these for purposes of the prayer and so forth. So you see we have Cameroon, Gambia, Ghana, Kenya, Liberia, Malawi, Nigeria, Uganda, and Zambia. And in those countries, we're using eight different languages. We have active translation work going on in four languages: the Bemba language in Zambia, the Kam language in Cameroon, the Chichewa language mainly in Malawi, although some people in Zambia also speak and read Chichewa, which is called the Nyanja language in Zambia, and in French. We've started this year translating into French because Pastor Tay Francis in Cameroon has a ministry among French-speaking people there. We hope we can get them squared away before they tear the place apart over there. And we have one language that is planned to come under translation early next year, which is the Efik language, E-F-I-K, in southern Nigeria, in the city of Uyo, Nigeria. And the Lord willing, we will have some translation going on in that language. Now I want to talk to you a bit about the process of translation. The files that are translated are shifted around between me and whoever the translator is. We have in Malawi, for example, a pastor named Dryson Koma is translating into the Chichewa language. He has a colleague, a deacon in his church called Lingston Sachaya, who also is doing translation into the Chichewa. Well, what happens is I provide them with, you see under translations, these are languages into which some, or sometimes quite a bit, of Grace Notes materials have been translated. And when you go to a particular languages page, and this is the Chichewa for Malawi, you have the opportunity to see the courses, the Grace Notes courses which are available. These that are called Chief Nzitso are the Doctrine 100 series of courses. And I'll just open one of these. And can I get it bigger? I believe so. All right. Now you'll notice that the Chichewa and the English are side by side. They really like this. And it's working out very well to provide them this way. See, in the training centers, the training director will print a copy of this lesson for each student, because almost no one has a computer. Almost no one is on the internet or can download anything or has any means to print their own material. So the training director prints these lessons, and it averages 25 to 30 pages per lesson. And incidentally, that is one of the major costs for those people, is to pay for the toner and the paper, which is pretty expensive over there. Probably costs two or three times as much for toner over there as it does for us here. But they print the lessons off, and they have them in the English and side by side with their language. So here's the doctrine course subject of the barrier, and you see that. Now, how this works is this. I provide this table to the translator. Now, for Gabriel in Zambia, who is translating into Bemba, for Pastor Tay and others in Cameroon who are translating into the Kham language there, I send them this table with the left-hand column blank. Okay, and so then this makes it very convenient for the translator, because they can just deal with one paragraph at a time, and they keep it organized the way the English is organized, paragraph by paragraph. It's all organized the same way. Now, you may have heard of Google Translate, the translation engine that Google has. And the question about that is, if you translate something with Google Translate, how good a translation is it? And this is what we've been investigating for some time now. And Google supports about 110 languages on their site now. It's pretty amazing how many languages they support, because some of the languages are rather obscure. And it turns out they support the Chichewa language, Google does. And so what I did was I created a file that had the Chichewa from Google Translate in the left-hand column before I sent it off to Dryson. And I asked him to check it over and see if it's a decent translation. The question was, is it a good translation, or is it a fairly good translation that requires a little bit of, or some editing, some changes in the vocabulary or something? Or is it a really terrible translation, and that would be better to do the translation by hand than to try to fool around with Google Translate? His judgment was that the translation is pretty good, and that he can proofread it and make the changes that are necessary to bring it up to good quality. And that's what he's doing. Well, the ability for me to go ahead and create this file already formatted using the Microsoft Word style features and a number of other things, and have the have the text the way I want it is working out very well. And it turns out that Google Translate does a marvelous job with that. For one thing, I can put this document that has a single column in the English only, I can put it into Google Translate as a document. It'll translate the whole document and give me the column of Chichewa that matches up with the English column, and all the formatting is maintained. All the bold, all the styles are maintained by Google Translate. Well, I think that's an amazing thing, because I can take one of these files and I can create this twin column file in the Chichewa language in about 10 minutes. Now, it takes me longer than that to get the column, the single column of the English. I have to manipulate quite a bit of stuff to get that. But once I have the single column in English, I can put it into Google Translate, and it gives me gives me a column of Chichewa, which exactly matches the English, and I just cut and paste it into this file right here, and I'm ready to send it to Dreisen. So within 30 minutes, I'm ready to send it off to Dreisen. That's what we're doing in the Chichewa language. Now, we're also doing that in the French language, and and Google Translate also supports a number of other languages that we are interested in. For example, in Nigeria, you have the Igbo language, or Igbo. You have Hausa, and you have Yoruba languages. All three of these languages are spoken by millions of people, and so it is well worthwhile to have a translation effort going for those languages if there are people who want to be trained using Grace Notes. Well, that's the next thing, is to then, because we only know one pastor right now who is now going to be a training director in the city of Uyo. I mentioned him, Imo Ekayet, and he'll be starting his class of about 30 people in January. Now, he doesn't speak any of the languages I mentioned, Igbo, Hausa, Yoruba. He speaks Efik. Efik is not supported by Google Translate, and so he's working on finding people to do translation manually. So Gabriel in Zambia with the Bemba language, Tay Francis in Cameroon with the Kham language, Freddie Mutebi in Uganda with the Luganda language, they all have to do theirs manually because those languages are not supported by Google Translate. Incidentally, I created a file in the Telugu language for Eliezer. Eliezer's family is, I guess they're more or less the experts in Telugu in the whole Indian subcontinent. His father-in-law is a professor of the Telugu language, and his father is a professor of the English language. And so I've submitted a file to him and to them, and we'll see. Now, Eliezer has judged that the translation of Grace Notes into Telugu is fairly good. It can be used with, as I said, some judicious proofreading and editing. However, we haven't heard from the professors yet. We'll see what they have to say. The thing about the Telugu language, or any language that we're experimenting with, is what's the use of translating it, and unless there's somebody that's going to read it, that's going to need it for their studies. And so our prayer, as far as the Telugu language is concerned, is that the Lord will bring up someone who will want to train pastors or train Christian leaders in the Telugu language, English and the Telugu language. So I have made inquiries. I will make inquiries in various places regarding some of these languages to see if there is a demand, if there's a positive volition, the demand for grace notes to begin with, and for grace notes translated as well. The impact of this effort is amazing. People really like it, as you can imagine. The value of grace notes is not so much as that it's a marvelous library of literature. The thing that is appealing to so many people is that it's the only thing they have that's free. These folks, almost none of them have any opportunity to attend Bible college or seminary. They have no books. They have no online presence, no computers. They have no way of getting doctrinal information. They had no way until Grace Notes was introduced into their community. And it turns out that there are many, many people who are positive to Bible doctrine in these communities. So there's a much better understanding by the students who are studying of the doctrines for which we have translations. And so we're working as fast as possible to get as much translated materials as possible. There is a direct impact on the church members because their pastors come not only with doctrinal knowledge, but they're able to express it in their own language as well as in English. And so that's very important, and that has come to be very much appreciated. Another big demand that has come on immediately is a demand for Bibles. Because instantly, as soon as a training center opens up and starts teaching, the students in that training center need Bibles. And we've had training centers open up with 200 to 250 students. As I say, we have over 1,700 right now. Well, Bibles cost an average of $14 a piece in most of those African countries. So that's a lot of money. And it's a lot of money for anybody, and it's particularly a lot of money in Zambia and Malawi and Cameroon, and where people are living on $1 or $2 a day. You know, $14 is a huge amount of money. So there's a challenge as to how to provide Bibles for everyone. But imagine that the pastor then, once he receives some training and now he has a Bible in his hand, he goes to his congregation and stands in front of them and he says, open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 1. Oops, no one in the congregation has a Bible either. And so immediately you've got a demand from, well, I'm going to say 30 to 40,000 people who are the members of the churches of these 300 pastors that are under training. They're all going to want a Bible. So 330,000 times $14 a piece, what is that? $420,000? Is that right? Anyway, a lot of money is involved here. So the Lord is going to have to move that. Now, can people buy their own Bibles? Sure, some can. Some can do it, and some cannot. So it's going to require organization and planning on the part of those people to decide how they are going to supply Bibles for their own people. What kind of a fundraising thing are they going to have? How are they going to supply Bibles for people that can't afford their own? Are they going to set up a Bible library when people can check libraries out? Don't know yet. And there's a great interest, another impact is that there's a great interest among the new pastor contacts. As I contact new pastors, and I use Facebook Messenger to contact pastors in various countries, new pastors, and when I tell them that Grace Notes materials are available in their language, it's very interesting to them. And so we're looking for potential training directors. So that's basically my presentation. I wanted to show you the website. Does anyone have any questions about any of this? Well, you can go on the website and look around all you want. There's a considerable, of course, there's a considerable library in the English. Well, I like mouse. Here is the Grace Notes course catalog and descriptions. We have about 103 courses available, in divided into 12 units with some electives, and then I'm building up the unit pages, so you can come here. This is the English version then of the courses in unit one. So that's available, and then every one of the doctrines that we have is in the doctrinal library, and there are approximately 500 files in the doctrinal library. And here is the one we just saw, the barrier, reconciliation, propitiation, and the barrier, which is the one we saw translated into Chichewa. So you can browse around all you want there. Okay.